Bitterness, and the run of anger. Denominational development. The Western Church becomes Roman Catholic. The Western Church was centered in Rome, meets Bishop Paul. Here, theology was concentrated in the great cathedral and university schools of Paris and elsewhere. Augustine dominated in the West.
The Eastern Church becomes Eastern Moscow. The Eastern Church centered on Constantinople. It was based on the Greek language and was rooted in the writings of the Eastern scholars such as Athanasius, the Cappadocian, and the John of Damascus.
The great schism creates two traditions out of one. By the end of the 8th century and beginning of the 9th, the two halves of the Christianity have developed their own physical and theological cultures to such extent that the true communication between them was almost impossible, and each tended to read and quote only its the church fathers. As usual, politics played a major role in this schism. The political rivalry between Latin-speaking Roman, Rome, and Greek-speaking Constantinople, and the increasing claims to authority of the Roman Pope. The immediate cause of the ultimate schism, papal authority and filial controversy.
Christian Archbishops John of Damascus, Simon, and Leo Theologian. Anselm of Canterbury, he's regarded as the first great scholastic theologian. He's the first Christian theologian who attempted to develop and interpret basic Christian beliefs entirely on the basis of logic. The motto of most scholastics would be Anselm's today's acquiring intellect of faith-seeking understanding, and credo ut utilitum. I believe in order that I may understand. He made important contributions in two areas of discussion. His ontological argument for God's existence has remained one of the most intriguing things in philosophical theology. God's existence is that in which nothing greater can be conceived, proskologia. The rational interpretation of Christ's death, the satisfaction theory of the atonement, Anselm's cur deus homo, why God became man, was epic thinking. Anselm's satisfaction theory of the atonement has been much debated, but its overall impact on theology in the West, Catholic and Protestant, has been profound because it seems both biblically rational in spite of its flaws, both biblical and rational in spite of its flaws.
Thomas Aquinas, 1475-74, is the greatest scholastic thinker of all. His summarizes Christian truth and possibly to overestimate is important for the story of Roman Catholic theology. He remained the standard, the norm. In 1875, Pope Pius XIII made Athenian theology the norm for the Catholic theology. His major works, Summa Contra Gentiles, Summary Against the Gentiles, important arguments in favor of the Christian faith. And he was concerned with discovering the correct relationship between non-Christian philosophies and divine nation. Some he allowed here, compendium of theology. Thomas developed and summarized a detailed story of key aspects of Christian
theology. Achilles keep in vision the theology. The five ways which are arguments for the existence of God, the principle of analogy, which provides the theological foundation for knowing God through the creation, the relation between faith and reason, grace or supernatural revelation completes nature of general revelation.
William of Ockham. Ockham's stature and history of Christian theology lies in his renewing of nominalism, which in turn helped birth to a reform movement within Catholic Church known as conciliarism. It also influenced the reformer Martin Luther. Akhen died and condemned and excommunicated by the Roman Catholics. Akhen's razor eliminated all hypotheses which were not absolutely essential. Universals were declared to be totally unnecessary and were eliminated. Implications for the doctrine of God, divine omnipotence. Implications for his theory of justification. Justification was a direct acceptance of a sinner by God without an intermediate, such as a creative habit of grace against sinfulness. It led to the direction of faith alone as the basis of Christian belief.
Erasmus of Rotterdam. He was the most important humanist writer of the Renaissance. He lived until the era of the Protestant Reformation and debated with Luther. As a cultural hero, he helped bring about reforms about both Catholic and Protestant. His important contributions to the Christian theology, the intellectual foundation of the Reformation, the production of the first printed text of the Greek New Testament in 1514, and the production of reliable editions of patristic works, including the writings of Augustine. His handbook on the Christian soldier suggests the idea that the church could be reformed by a collective return of the writings of the fathers and the Bible.
Okay.